all around the country and coast to coast. People always say, what do you like most? I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them I like toast.
Very nice.
I get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast. Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast! Now, there's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side and you make your selection. Push to the dark or the light, and then if a pop's too soon, press down again. Make toast. Yeah, toast! Ah, toast! When the first caveman drove in from the dregs, didn't know what would go with the bacon and the eggs. Must have been a genius, got it in his head. Plug the toaster in the wall, buy a bag of bread, make toast. Yeah, toast! Ah, toast!
Oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette. Oh, croissant de vous avez. Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oh, oui, Marie Baguette, bonsoir. French toast! French toast!
I love that point at the end of the song where he's starting to get a little fatigued. Yeah, toast! That half-hearted, yeah, toast?
Yeah, toast!
4:03 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. You know where a great place to toast is? Baumhauer's, as our caller last hour mentioned. Celebrated the 35th wedding anniversary there last night and loved it. So why don't we redeem the Baumhauer's winning word right now?
Right now, nice.
If you got that word off the morning show between 6 and 9, we redeem it between 3 and 6, and I think now's a good time to do that. At 272-9228, caller 6 with the winning word will win a $20 Baumhauer's Victory Grill gift card.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A few things to call to your attention here. We have an accident at Twain Curve at the East Boulevard, also on Atlanta Highway near Macklemore, inbound at the railroad tracks. So be careful over there. And they just popped up a new one on the East Boulevard. It will be between Atlanta Highway and I-85. So watch out over there as well. Everything else looks okay. The rest of the boulevard's good. 65 and 85 are both the speed limit right at the moment. Premier Place in Prattville has everything. Shop at Shoe Station, Hourglass Optical, Bath and Body Works, Cuts by Us, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville and McClinton and Company Development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Memorial Day weekend is the most dangerous holiday for road and highway accidents. There will be aggressive drivers eager to get away for the weekend. So plan ahead, take your time, and stay safe. A message from the Vance Law Firm.
I'm going to curl up into the fetal position this weekend and watch old TV shows, enjoy the rain, and eat some good food. That's my plan. All right, let's find caller 6. You are caller 1. Thanks for trying. Caller 2, thank you. Caller 3, we appreciate the effort. You're caller 4. Close. And maybe tomorrow you'll be caller 5, and then Thursday, caller 6. You are caller 5, and you get the... for trying. And, hi, who's this? Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Again, who is this?
This is Duke.
Duke. And what is the winning word today?
Wild.
And that makes you a winner. $20 Baumhauer's Victory Grill gift card, buddy. Way to go.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I love your show.
Thank you. And on behalf of the morning team, Jason.
I need to give you my birthday. Oh, I got to give it to Joey.
Yeah. I'm not done with my speech yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say on behalf of Jay and Emily and, of course, the adorable Rich Thomas, thank you for listening in the morning and the afternoon.
Now, yes, sir.
The next voice you hear will be that of the very young...
Pretty boy.
With the Jesus hair.
Joey!
Hold on. All right, see how much fun that was? And by the way, the word wild, that has to do with a menu item at Baumhauer's called Wild Caught Alaskan Pollock. And they serve it in their fish tacos, or you can enjoy it on a platter. The grilled fish platter with fresh steamed broccoli and wild rice. It is really, really good. And today, by the way, is Kids Eat Free Tuesday. So every child with one adult, with the purchase of a $10 adult entree, that's one kid per adult, eats free at Baumhauer's Victory Grill on the Boulevard, just about half a mile north of Vaughan Road. And, of course, downtown for breakfast and or lunch. In the RSA building at 201 Union on the first floor, free underground parking for that. I'll grab this call. Are you calling for the contest?
No. I was just going to talk to you real quick.
Please do.
Got a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, earlier in the show, you started off talking about going to the dermatologist and everything. And I called you a little while back saying I had just finished my cancer treatment for skin cancer. And Greg, this community loves you, and Joey. Please don't put off going, because I did. And lo and behold, luckily they found it sooner than later. And if I can ask you to do anything for all of us, and get yourself checked. Get you and Joey both, you know, make it a day together. You know? Get naked and get checked.
Well, I told the story last week, but, I get that checked out, Joey.
Really?
Yeah.
There's another little thing under my arm, too.
You should go see Dr. Heron.
Okay.
It may be nothing, but, man,
more than likely
something that I went in for, he found something totally different, and you know, lo and behold, it was cancer.
What really struck me when I saw Dr. Heron the first time, he said, before I even gave him any information, he says, how long did you live in Florida? They can tell, because I've got sunspots here and there. And he's cut out about half a dozen different things over the years. I don't take any chances with that stuff. Because even though sometimes it sounds, you know, if you tune in and it says,
I'm dying over here,
I really don't want to. I haven't finished my mission on this earth yet, and I want to be able to continue. So I appreciate the sincerity of your message and the gravity of its importance. So thank you.
Yeah, and kick Joey in the butt and make him go.
I will.
All right. Thanks, man.
You know, he'll probably give me some youthful resistance. I don't want to do what you want. Joey, go see the doctor with those. Joey?
Are there any really, like, attractive lady dermatologists around?
I'll ask. Anybody know of attractive lady dermatologists? He's got a name. Guess who's on the line with us? The one, the only, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather.
How are you?
I called in because I'm concerned about Joey.
Well, he's got...
Whatever you say, Rico.
Maybe Joey can do, not a FaceTime, but a little titty time chat with you and show you his mole or whatever.
But it's regular all around.
I don't think that's in my schedule. Let me look. No, that's in my schedule.
Hey, I stumbled into a not Rich Thomas weather source today.
Okay.
And they had an updated picture. You've been telling us for about a week about the potential for something in the Gulf. What's the latest on that right now?
Actually, the GFS model, which is the American model, has been talking about it for over 2 weeks now. Mm-hmm. And when the GFS advertises it 364 hours out, you kind of just nod and shrug your shoulders. But now we're getting closer. And today, what was once a disturbance in the Western Caribbean got upgraded to what's called an INVEST. It is INVEST, and it has a number, and the number is 90L. Take a look at your email, Craig.
I just opened it. INVEST 90L in the spaghetti models.
Spaghetti models. Subject line is spaghetti, anyone? I think we're all familiar with the spaghetti models, where there's a bunch of lines on a map pointing in different directions when a tropical system is around. And do you see where it seems to be pointing, Greg?
Right towards us.
Yeah, it does. So how concerned should we be? Well, my concern level is relatively low. Could there be a tropical development? Yes. Right now, the National Hurricane Center says a 40% chance of it developing into a depression or a tropical storm. The European model is a little higher at 50 to 60%. Are we looking at a hurricane? No, I don't know. I don't think so. So what would be the bottom line? The bottom line would be more of the same. We've been in this very trophy situation, quote-unquote, with a lot of rain. You know, I stopped counting at 7 today, the number of showers at my house. You were in and out of showers.
Yeah.
And you're going to be in tropical downpours through the weekend. Well, this is bad news because we're coming up on one of the biggest outdoor weekends of the year, the Memorial Day weekend. So what we have is, and people are asking, what is the timetable for this? Depending on which model you're looking at, anywhere from, let's say, Saturday night through Sunday, Sunday night, a tropical system coming ashore somewhere in the central Gulf Coast region. Where it comes ashore doesn't really matter. Because what it spells is a lot of rain. And I'm talking about tropical downpours. Well, some of the models are advertising 5 to 7 inches of rain closer to the coast, and maybe closer to 5 inches of rain, perhaps, in central Alabama. Well, depending on where you are going for the Memorial Day weekend, whether you're going to the Gulf Coast, which is, by the way, a bad idea, but some families are locked into it because they made reservations months ago, or the lake, or your backyard, you're looking at the prospects for a lot of rain. And, you know, it's not going to rain every second, but it's going to be a really tremendously tropical weekend, it appears, from everything we know right now.
Yeah, that kind of startled me when I opened that email and saw a lot of that spaghetti intersecting in or around Alabama.
And usually when you see that, you're thinking hurricane. I'm not thinking hurricane. I'm thinking tropical low, maybe a subtropical low. It doesn't matter, but there will be a, let's put it this way, a tropical plume of moisture with tremendous downpours, just like a tropical rainforest. And that's good news for my yard, but that may not be good news for your weekend plans on your holiday weekend.
Absolutely. All right, I'm posting, for those of you who are interested, I am posting the model photo that Rich has just been discussing. It's discussing on my Facebook page, and it'll be there for your perusal.
Spaghetti for everyone.
So, yeah, it looks that way. But, hey, we can always move indoors, and I just placed the Vienna Wiener Kit order. So,
very nice.
Great deal of grief.
Very nice. I have a couple of DVDs for you in the morning for you to check out.
Awesome.
And
I'm a member of Richbox, Joey.
Oh,
I just
yes, you
joined
are.
This past weekend.
Aren't you going to get him Deadpool?
He got a copy. I just received Deadpool, so he's going to get a loaner of Deadpool.
Nice.
And he's going to get this DVD called Civil War in Color. That is yours own, and it is spectacular.
You were telling me about that yeah, they've
pretty cool.
Digitally colored all these old Civil War photographs.
They took all these black and white photographs, which were, by the way, in pretty high resolution, but they brought them to life, and they gave them new meaning, I think, when you look at them going from black and white to color. Pretty cool stuff.
By the way, thank you for making me feel guilty with all your pictures from your workout today at the gym.
No, listen. I got some shots of me sitting around on a TV camera stage this afternoon, and I saw how round I am, and I said, I've got to go to the gym. So, anyway.
Stop with that, would you?
I will. Hey, you know, Joey, I hope the whatever's going on with you it gets better.
I think the mole is fine. It looks like a normal mole to me. But since you did see Deadpool 2, and it warms my heart that you did, you'll get this reference, Rich. Papa, can you hear me?
Also, so I have new appreciation for a wind advisory, right?
It's so good.
Listen, it's an R-rated movie. It's not for everybody, but it is one of the funniest movies I've ever seen.
I have yet to hear anybody say anything negative about it, so I'm eager to become a Deadpool guy.
It's hilarious. All right, guys, see you later.
All righty, man, thanks. Oh, by the way, omelets in the morning, ooh, Rich, for you and your roundness, your royal roundness. What a... And this Civil War documentary where they've taken, because there were thousands of photos taken during the Civil War.
Yes.
And I can't wait to see this. because it just changes perception. There's just something about...
It is, yeah.
I've been watching on American Heroes Channel, they've colorized a lot of the... You know, in the movies that were taken after the turn of the century, World War One.
Yes.
You know, and all the soldiers walk like this and real fast and it looks... wrong.
Yeah, I've seen some of those colorations of the World War One stuff, and it really brings that era to
life. That, and they've slowed them down to normal movement. They've, you know, reduced the speed so they look more like real.
What a crazy time in history. When you see it in full color like that, you're like, that's how people were?
Yeah.
Crazy.
And all over the Archduke of Spain, was it?
Archduke Ferdinand? No, it was Austria.
Austria, yeah.
Austria-Hungary.
Don't ask me European questions at 417.
You know, the guy killed him, wanted to kill him, and failed. And then they were going to take a certain route after the failed assassination, and they took an alternative route for some reason right into this guy's crosshairs.
Unbelievable.
A completely random chance starts
that war.
Speaking of
old photos.
But I can't believe it's been a quarter century since I made my television debut. It was all different back then. You know, it was back then... I remember if you wanted to take a picture, you would use a camera. Not a telephone. As a matter of fact, if you used a telephone, people would look at you odd. You'd be like, just stay still like that. What about in the old days when they took pictures of you way back, you know, where they pulled that thing and exploded and stuff? I got a picture of my great-grandfather. The thing took 6 hours to take your picture, and it was a picture of my great-grandfather won. They only had, every guy had one picture back then. I got to get back, feed them hogs. Who's going to feed the hogs? Somebody got to feed them hogs. Now, in the future, of course, it'll be different. 50 years from now, people will be going like, hey, you want to see 100,000 pictures of my great-grandfather?
Hey, one thing I do have, and I think we're going to have to edit it, Janelle's wedding video. We finally got it from Dropbox down. And it's got, you know, it's a 15-minute thing. We're going to try and condense it into something that's
nice.
You know, with the bird flying up the rings and all that kind of stuff. Very cool to see it. But the weird part is I opened it up this morning as we were starting the show. And when I watched it, I started crying. Isn't that weird? I mean, it's been 6 weeks since that wedding. And this morning... seeing it, I got emotional. It was just...
Well, family stuff will do that to you. I almost started crying last night. My cousin Annie just graduated from St. James, and seeing, you know, my Uncle Scott and Aunt Kim, seeing them, how proud they are of her, but...
Oh, that's appropriate.
It's going to make me cry, because, you know, she very much loved my mom like we all did.
Oh, yeah.
I think part of my mom's influence on her, especially after mom passed, is Annie's going to nursing school at Auburn, just my mom did.
Wow.
I don't know Annie well. It's a 10-11 year difference, and you know, but to see her grow up and go in my mom's footsteps.
That's how people live on.
Yeah.
From influencing or inspiring somebody else in a particular path like that. That's a beautiful thing. And that absolutely is tear worthy. Mm. Let's see. Wow, 4:20 already. Well, I'm glad we took the time, and I thank Rich Thomas for calling in with us. And I posted the Invest 90L map, and you look at all those models; they are starting to come together, collusion, if you will, to bring this storm into our neck of the woods sometime over Memorial Weekend. 4:21. When it's time to replace carpeting or flooring, or you want to do something new. Or one day, sometimes it's like this. You've been walking over the same floor for years. And then one day in the right light, you look at it and say, man, this looks like crap. I'm ready for something new. But we're on a budget. So we go to Georgia Floors Direct on the boulevard across from Lowe's, and we see Jeff Balanson and his merry band of floriers, and we tell him what we kind of like to take a look at. And then he and his team will show you the abundant choices you have in all types of flooring, carpeting, hardwoods, laminates, you name it, they've got it all at Georgia Floors Direct at a wholesale price. Very appealing. They arrange installation with people they've worked with for years. And then at the very end, you stand satisfied over your brand new flooring, and it's all good. If you qualify, you can get it 12 months just like cash. No interest. So talk to Jeff. Stop by and see him. It's a formula that's worked for half a century for folks here in the River Region. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination since 1969.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Alabama has filed a lawsuit against the federal government over U.S. Census criteria, challenging the practice of counting undocumented residents and population counts used for congressional reapportionment. Alabama argues that predicted 2020 census numbers will cause Alabama to lose a congressional seat and an electoral vote. Governor Kay Ivey is opposing parole for Judith Ann Neely. Neely was convicted with her husband of killing 13-year-old Lisa Ann Milliken of Georgia in 1982. Alabama authorities are investigating a Facebook video posted by a prison inmate showing two prisoners forcing a third at knife point to bend over for a spanking. The video shows a 26-year-old St. Clair County Correctional Facility inmate holding a paddle and hitting an older inmate while another inmate holds a large knife. And those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For the latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Today's show is brought to you by Tuesday. Nothing screws up your Friday more than realizing it's only Tuesday.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
Rhonda Walker on her determination to fight cancer.
I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
Conservative fighter Rhonda Walker.
Throughout the course of my chemotherapy and radiation, I never missed a county commission meeting. I wanted to push through and project normalcy. I wanted to be present in my life.
After months of chemotherapy and 2 surgeries, Rhonda beat cancer.
I wasn't supposed to be diagnosed with cancer at 42 years old. That wasn't supposed to happen, but it did. What am I going to do for the rest of my life? I'm going to lay it on the line. I'm going to give everything I have to my children. I'm going to give everything I have to my marriage. I'm going to give everything I have to my community, because I have today.
Rhonda Walker, a conservative fighter for Alabama State Senate.
Paid for by the committee to elect Rhonda Walker. P.O. Box 3403, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
This is Justice Tom Parker. The Southern Poverty Law Center tried to have me removed from the Alabama Supreme Court because I did a radio interview where I said that I disagreed with the U.S. Supreme Court's decision legalizing same-sex marriage. But they failed. I beat the Southern Poverty Law Center and remain on the Alabama Supreme Court today. Now, George Soros, a major funder of the Southern Poverty Law Center, has made taking over the judiciary a top focus. But I'm not going to let him. That's why I'm running for Chief Justice. I've been fair and balanced on no one's side but the Constitution and the law. And I've been unafraid to stand up to bullies like the Southern Poverty Law Center in defense of our Judeo-Christian heritage. This is Justice Tom Parker asking for your vote for Chief Justice in the June 5th Republican primary, paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery, 36111.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Troy King. As your Attorney General, I worked hard to keep Alabama's families safe. I wrote and passed the toughest sex offender law in the entire country, a law that Steve Marshall's paid lobbyist actively opposed. I made sure that violent criminals stayed where they belong, behind bars. And when I left office, violent crime was at the lowest it had been in 20 years. Today, it's at historic highs. It doesn't have to be this way. Join me in taking Alabama back. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, Post Office Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama 3612.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our better-than-normal rain chances will continue for the next couple of days at least. Look for some evening showers and thunderstorms fading out later on tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow, high in the upper 80s, a better-than-normal chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening. Then on Thursday and Friday, high in the upper 80s again, partly sunny. Scattered showers and storms will be roaming around. And actually, the number and probability of showers and storms will increase again over the Memorial Day weekend for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, hourly forecasts, 10-day forecasts, current conditions, and interactive radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I wanted to talk about the crocodile hunter.
Did you?
Because I think...
Yeah, you're going to make him sad.
Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time, but I think, I don't know, people come and then they're shocked. Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it, who got killed? The crocodile hunter. Please don't make me laugh at this. He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile hunter. And you know who had to be pissed about it were the crocodiles, because he got killed by some fruity fish. And, so the crocodiles were like, hey man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? You don't even want to know, man.
Please don't.
Yo, Bill, man, you had a chance when the guy go, man, I had a chance. I had that mother... He was Tommy the Stick. I could eat him and his head.
I don't feel good about this.
You remember I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only 1,000 times.
Yeah, we're just a couple days away from Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
I mean, this is the sort of like the beginning of the sort of summer woo-hoo.
We are going to have so much fun this weekend.
The fun is about to begin.
Well, it's Memorial Day weekend. Right. All going to be in bikinis.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Let's party!
It's party time.
Everybody wants a new romance.
What are we going to do?
Road trip.
Party.
Party time.
Everybody's going.
Are you a thrill seeker?
There's a party!
Everybody needs a second chance. Oh,
let's all go road trip!
Well, it looks like a short trip after all.
It's so fun!
Partay.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
How fun for you!
Holy Fogadelic.
Everybody wants a new romance.
The weekend is landing.
Let's break out here and have some fun.
Fiesta!
Everybody's going.
This calls for a celebration.
Party on!
Everybody needs a second chance.
But approach with caution, as Rich Thomas joined us a few minutes back to tell us that the spaghetti models, yeah, it's time to talk about those again. Just because the season doesn't officially begin to June the 1st doesn't mean that things can't happen a few days before. Could be Alberto. Could be just a disturbance. Could be a pretty well-circulating pile of rain. At some point, it's talking late Saturday, Sunday, maybe Monday. These things have a mind of their own. You know that. We've been down this road so many times.
Yeah, I looked at the model map. Crazy.
It sure looks... Isn't interesting that one of the destinations that so many people from this area go to is Panama City, and
yes,
they're dealing with an active shooter down there.
Yeah, I saw it earlier today.
Crazy. All right, it's 4:32, and I just got a Facebook message from my friend Karen, and she went to El Jalisco today for Taco Tuesday, and she says... I just enjoyed Taco Tuesday with the husband, and I mentioned you and Melanie from El Jalisco is on the line. Hi, Melanie. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm always great when I'm on the line with you guys. It's always fun. And busy Taco Tuesday today at El Jalisco?
Yes, all day long.
And that continues, yes, into the evening at 99 cents, right?
99 tacos. There could be chicken or beef. There could be soft or hard shell tacos.
Mm-hmm. That's just one of the features. Now, if you're not a taco person, they have... a menu, and I hope they advertise with me for many years to come, because it may take that long to try everything there is at El Jalisco. And you have specials every day. Every day you got a nice happy hour deal,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, also we have the happy hour, 3 to 7, with the medium margaritas, they're $3. Small margaritas, $1.99.
Wow.
And I got the beer, the Michelob Ultra, and the Bud Light tall glass at $2.99.
You know, it's now that the rain has moved away, at least for a couple of hours, it's very hot and humid again. There's nothing nicer than sipping a cold drink. I can't do it. I could have a virgin margarita. You can make those, right?
We also have two more specials for this afternoon on dinner. Like, we got the enchiladas dinner at $6.99 only.
Ooh.
And we got the nachos fiesta at nachos supremes at $6.99 too.
That, you know what, you may be getting, maybe you may see me in your front door this afternoon.
But you're welcome
show.
Anytime. Anybody want to come over, just walk in.
That's what I want to emphasize to people. First of all, we went to a bunch of different Mexican restaurants here in town before El Jalisco, and they were all okay. And but there was nothing that said, you got to come back here. El Jalisco was that place. That's why I implored them to come on the air so we could tell you about them. And, their food, by the way, travels well, so if you want to order out, pick up, and take home, it's still warm when you get it to the house, because they just don't throw it in a bag. They pack it up nice so that it's just like it was delivered to your table, except your table's in your house, and you can eat in your underwear if you like. I mean, that's part of the fun. Right? No, you can be as casual as you want.
But don't miss our tacos today. We close at 9:30, so there's plenty of time to come over.
All right, that would be, you got 5 shopping hours to get your butt over to El Jalisco, meet Melanie and wonderful folks over there. And please tell the Queen of the Dimples that I said hello.
All right, but you guys invited.
Take care. Thanks, Melanie.
All right, bye-bye. Thanks.
El Jalisco, by the way, is right across from the Krispy Kreme on Atlanta Highway. It's the Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob, Chad.
Gotta get the bread and milk. Gotta get the bread and milk.
I'm almost ready to pull that out and start playing it.
yeah. So I'll be traveling back into it, it looks like. So,
now, where hopefully. Are you? What area are you going to be in?
North Carolina.
Oh.
They'll get their share of showers, but
well, if it comes a you know right now. Almost all the models have it between the eastern Florida panhandle and the west side of our state. And all of them then have it, once it comes into Alabama, they have it making a northeast turn.
Right.
So it sure looks like if you're coming back on 85 at some point, you could be dealing with it.
It's going to just be a solid rain shield from, you know, basically down 85 all the way back to Montgomery. But it is what it is. Hey, you know what I want to see happen with all this political stuff going on? I mean, this would be my dream, right? And this would be your dream, too. I want to see Clapper and Brennan both arrested, fingerprinted, and handed a toothbrush.
I would love that.
For an extended stay at the Crossbar Hotel.
I would actually be happier to see Brennan and Clapper than Hillary go to jail.
Yeah, I would too. And I'll tell you why. Because they are so arrogant. They are such arrogant liars. And, you know, people who lie a lot like they do, they lie big.
They're the faces of the deep state, man, and that needs to come to a crashing halt.
I mean, it's breathtaking, the lies that they will tell. Like, you know, Clapper was on The View, basically feigning ignorance of how, you know, stories got leaked to CNN. You know, he leaks them, and then 4 days later, he's got a contract with CNN. I mean, you know, just the breathtaking lies that these people tell. Of course, Clapper is a well-known liar. He's been caught a couple of times. He even apologized for committing perjury, you know, back under the Obama administration. Of course, you know, what are the chances of the Obama Justice Department prosecuting the DNI for perjury to Congress? Yeah, zero, you know. But it's just amazing. I mean, I just want to slap them both, you know, and say, you know, your time is up. You've been lying to the American people. You have ruined people's reputations. And you know, you need to go to jail, you know, spying on a presidential campaign and then lying your ass off about it.
So they did.
You know? So anyway, that's just my...
They're bad actors, man. By the way, I am excited at the possibility of Jim Jordan becoming Speaker of the House.
Oh, wouldn't that be fantastic?
Because as far as I'm concerned, Paul Ryan can take a maxi pad and stick it in his...
Hoo-ah!
And flounce back stomping back to Wisconsin, you geeky gook.
The other guy's going to get it. What's his name? The guy from California. He's pretty good, too, though. I can't complain.
I like Jordan's passion. I think he'd be the firebrand that could reenter. You know, because in the generic ballot, it's even... I mean, the Democrats have to be cracking
themselves. Greg, it's not even. Did you see the Reuters poll today?
They're ahead? Republicans are ahead?
By 6.
Holy crap.
6.
No wonder they're having cows all over the country. Good Lord.
Can you believe that? They've Holy got the Republicans cow. Up by 6.
That's amazing. That is nothing short
And that's why they're, you know, talk about deep state panic, you know. Yeah. Oh, and Charlie Cook of the Cook Report switched 4 congressional seats from leaning Democrat to leaning Republican.
It's all good news. Love hearing
it. It's happening. You know, and I think people are finally, you know, they're sick of it. That's why the smart Democrats are starting to say, oh, we'll stop talking about impeachment.
Yeah.
You know, we need not to be talking about that anymore because their internal polling numbers show they're getting killed.
The only people that have the stomach for that are the 17% of crackpot far lefties, but they control the media. They just don't give up. They're just sons of bitches.
The real issue is, tell me, bastards. Democrats, what exactly are you running on? Okay, I've seen give everybody a government job, pay all their student loans.
Yeah.
Let any immigrant in, we're for MS-13 people.
Oh, by the way, did you see today that an MS-13 gang member, nicknamed Animal, got 40 years in jail for a murder?
Is that not a hoot?
So go ahead, tell us again how awful we are.
16-year-old.
So they're, the Democrats have embraced them, live with it.
Have you seen the meme with Nancy Pelosi with the MS-13 tattoos all over her face?
It was on my Facebook page yesterday.
Oh, that's where I saw it then.
Chad, I got to run. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. I'll take care. Be good.
All right, we got to hit the traffic dungeon here in a second. One of the things, sometimes you kind of sense it's coming, and sometimes you get blindsided. I was doing a radio show when a guy walked into the studio unannounced with a badge. You, Greg Goodell? Yes. Here, pile of papers, divorce. And I didn't handle that particularly well. There are a lot of things in life I didn't handle well. But that was a gut churner. And, you know, I'm telling you from my own experience, don't do what I did. Don't try to manage it yourself. Don't intercede. If that's what you're given, let Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, who, by the way, just because you have to communicate in a divorce, sometimes that's been the thing that's got two people going separate directions. They've lost the ability to talk. And they've healed some marriages. But it's still a matter of you doing the right thing for yourself and your future and having good representation so you don't have to get sucked into the emotional turmoil that comes with it. So let Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson represent you because, guys, that's what they're experienced at doing, representing men in matters of divorce, everything from property to custody. They are two brilliant, tenacious ladies who will represent you well. Their number is 819-4810, Delk and Tomlinson. Online, you can reach them at divorceformenalabama.com.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a bunch of accidents to talk about, so let me get to them. 3800 Fair Lane Drive, Narrow Lane at Glen Groton, Taylor at Vaughn, Atlanta Highway at Middleton Park Lane. That is an accident with injury, so be especially careful in that area. 85's looking like a speed limit ride, 65's looking okay. Don't see anything on the 31 so far. Get an extra $750 off the price or extra trade-in value on any used Highlander at the Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. The Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter, the selection is incredible. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Memorial Day weekend is the most dangerous holiday for road and highway accidents. There will be aggressive drivers eager to get away for the weekend. So plan ahead, take your time, and stay safe. A message from the Vance Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our better-than-normal rain chances will continue for the next couple of days at least. Look for some evening showers and thunderstorms fading out later on tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow, high in the upper 80s, a better-than-normal chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening. Then on Thursday and Friday, high in the upper 80s again, partly sunny. Scattered showers and storms will be roaming around. And actually, the number and probability of showers and storms will increase again over the Memorial Day weekend for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, hourly forecasts, 10-day forecasts, current conditions, and interactive radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The Fox Business Network. On Wall Street, the major averages closing in the red, with the Dow giving up more than half of yesterday's gains, closing down 179 points. The Nasdaq down 16, the S&P 500 down 9. And history will be made at the New York Stock Exchange, as Stacey Cunningham is set to become the NYSE's Chief Operating Officer, its first female president in its 226-year history. She will start her new role as the big board's 67th president on Friday, succeeding Thomas Farley. The 43-year-old Cunningham has spent her entire career in the world of stock trading. And Sears will be closing an additional 40 Sears and Kmart locations this summer amid its ongoing sales slowdown, in addition to the 166 stores it plans to shutter this year. The closures will impact stores in 24 states, according to Business Insider, and it's unclear how many Sears employees will be affected by the closures. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
At Progressive, we think your custom cupcake shop is first class. Yeah, your cupcakes were first class from your first day of cupcake class right up till you graduated. First in your class. And a first class, first in class top brass like yourself deserves Progressive Business Insurance. With over 30 business and vehicle options, you'll feel like you and your cupcakes are flying. First class. So move your center of mass to ProgressiveCommercial.com real fast. Now you're cooking with gas. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. They say timing is everything in real estate. Is it the right time to sell your home? MLS statistics tell us the River Region home sales are up by 14% from this time last year. Existing single-family homes accounted for 81% of home sales. New home sales were 18% of the total. Buyers are in the market now, and 40% of the buyers have never bought a home before. Buyers want the following features. They want to see fairly priced homes, homes that are in good condition, homes that are convenient to the workplace, homes that are located in a neighborhood that demonstrates pride of ownership, homes that they can move into in the next 30 to 45 days. Do you have a home like this? Have you kept the home in good condition? Do you want to move to a larger, more modern home? Find the answers with the real estate source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225, and let's work together to sell your home. Bo Goodson, 551-0225.
Rise and shine, Alabama. It's dial time.
It's dial time. It's dial time. It's time to start the show. With hard work and new ideas, Gerald Dial is on the go. Gerald Dial for agriculture.
conservative, creating jobs. Republican Gerald Dial will grow all of Alabama as Commissioner of Agriculture and Industries, creating opportunity and jobs for all Alabamians, rural, urban, and suburban. Vote Gerald Dial, June 5th.
Gerald Dial for agriculture. There is no better sign to keep Alabama growing. It's Dial time.
Paid for by Dial for Ag and Industry. Box 248, Lineville, Alabama, 36266.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Larry, what are you fussing about?
I've tried to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
There is only one person in the race for state treasurer that we can trust to get the job done. That man is John McMillan. John McMillan is a proven conservative that will protect our money with honesty and integrity. When special interest in Montgomery tried to raise your taxes with Amendment 1, John McMillan led the fight to defeat it. John McMillan was instrumental in the creation and success of the Alabama Oil and Gas Trust Fund. John McMillan has responsibly managed hundreds of millions of our tax dollars and will ensure that the state keeps its commitment to the PAC program and state retirement systems. He is proud to be a lifetime member of the NRA. He's a Christian, a devoted husband and father. On June the 5th, vote John McMillan, conservative, Republican, state treasurer.
Paid for by John McMillan for State Treasurer, P.O. Box 11054, Montgomery, Alabama, 36111.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
String bikinis, but if you really want to have some excitement while it's raining, how about wearing a plastic see-through raincoat? Because it sure looks like it's going to rain for a good part of it. That's today. Now, tomorrow morning, Rich will have all the latest. The new computer models come out very, very early in the morning, so he'll have those bright and early right after 6 tomorrow at 4:50. Wanted to play this. I love Dan Bongino. He's, I think, he's still mostly a fill-in talk host kind of guy, but he's frequently a guest on Fox. And based on his experience, I'm totally on board with what Chad said about Brennan. That guy, like I said before, the look on his face, it looks like he has about 2 gallons of crap backed up in his system and he's trying to hold it in before he gets home. He's always got that look on his face, a miserable SOB. Anyway, this is Dan Bongino on John Brennan.
John Brennan has disgraced himself. He's disgraced the country. He's disgraced the intelligence community. He's the one man largely responsible for the destruction of Americans' faith in the intelligence community and in some people at the top of the FBI. Steve, Brennan started this entire debacle with Trump. We now know that Brennan had pretty detailed knowledge of the dossier. I'll walk you through this real slow. Okay. He knows about the dossier. He denies knowledge of the dossier. He briefs the Gang of Eight up in the Hill about the dossier, which they then use to demand the FBI start an investigation into Trump. It is that simple. This guy is the genesis of this whole debacle.
Well, who told him to do it? Who told him to start it?
Yes. We think, based on some of my investigation and for the book we're putting together on this, that he just didn't like Donald Trump, but got information through unofficial channels, through people who were involved with British intelligence. They were basically using unofficial channels, Steve, to launder information like you would launder money. Because if they put it through official channels, something would have happened. You know what that one thing is? They would have had to verify the information before they used it, and they didn't want to because this was a political hit job.
He is absolutely 100% correct, and yet I'd like to know how Mueller still runs around with unfettered power. Where does this come from? Where in the Constitution does it say that this guy can just randomly run around and demand this? Based on what? Based on a... like he said, a political hit job by the Clinton campaign. This guy's got to be stopped. I know it would probably somebody has to step up and defend the president here. After a year, if there had been something impeachable, they have no grounds for impeachment. They're crazy, and the Democrats have managed to throw away that it's almost a given. In a midterm that the other party is going to get some. But now on the generic ballot, as of today, they've gone from like a 13-point lead not that long ago to the Republicans now up by 6 on the generic ballot. So those surprise elections, and that would include one Mr. Jones here in Alabama, that ain't going to happen. Unless something we can't foresee, something that's horrible happens. It looks like maybe the Republicans, as hard as they try to throw it away, they may not be able to do it. I hope that's the case.
We shall see.
Yeah. But just, you know, going over this stuff over and over and over again. You know, when you got Nancy Pelosi promising to raise taxes, Nancy Pelosi defending MS-13, who does she think she's talking to with that? Who does she think is going to hear that and say, that's terrible that President Trump called MS-13 animals? I think that the president should apologize to animals because most of them behave better. And if they kill, it's because it's the food chain. And today, what happens? An MS-13 guy whose nickname was Animal got 40 years for killing a 15-year-old kid.
Wow.
And they're all here pretty much illegally. We're talking about this guy this morning, Jim Carrey, crazy person. Emily made a very salient observation on that photo of Jim Carrey. He looks like somebody who should play a bad guy in Law and Order Special Victims. There's a guy that was getting $20 million a movie because he was funny, as it says in the English-speaking Al Jazeera Network bit.
Yeah.
Rubbery-faced funny man Jim Carrey. Now he's just an a-hole.
What did he do?
We got to have a complete gun confiscation. He's a total left-wing whack job. But I'm sure, like every other celebrity, or whatever's left of his celebrity, like all of them, like Kimmel, the Grim Weeper on late night TV, they all travel with armed guards. Hypocritical bastards, all of them. 455. What a miracle. Remember that call from Raymond a couple of weeks ago? He had just had the LASIK procedure.
Mm.
And he was, you could tell from the way he was searching for words that he was just like overwhelmed with this sudden ability to be able to see again without assistance. It's a great thing. If you're interested in having that experience for yourself, call Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK at 272-2020. Make an appointment. It's free to see the refractive surgery counselor. Find out if LASIK can solve your vision issue. If it can, there are a number of payment options, but over time, instead of the price going up, the price has come down on this. Advances in technology, the experience of Dr. Swan and Shin, two of the best, not just in Alabama, but in the entire country here in Montgomery. so you're in the best possible hands for all your family eye care needs with a practice that's been around since the end of World War II. The number again is 272-2020. Learn more online at this web address, onlinemep.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. It appears that all of our accidents have been cleared. There is still a little bit of leftover traffic on Atlanta Highway around Macklemore. So watch out over there. And some spotty stuff all around the boulevard. And of course, downtown area is looking kind of crowded up down there as well. Careful out there on those wet roads this afternoon. Summertime on Lake Jordan is what living is all about. Bo Evans Realty can make your dream lake home a reality. If you want to buy a lake home or sell your lake home, call Bo Evans Realty. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Memorial Day weekend is the most dangerous holiday for road and highway accidents. There will be aggressive drivers eager to get away for the weekend. So plan ahead, take your time, and stay safe. A message from the Vance Law Firm.
I'm Judge Christy Edwards, and I want to be your next judge on the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. I believe judges should uphold the laws as they're written and appreciate the importance of ruling clearly and consistently so that the people and the businesses understand their rights and obligations. I'm Christy Edwards. I'm a wife, a mother, a judge, and a conservative, and I'm asking for your vote on June the 5th. The only thing I'm promising you is to be fair and to work hard for the people of this state.
Paid for by committed to elect Christy Edwards, P.O. Box 4211, Montgomery, Alabama, 36103.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
AC by Luke Choir has been going strong for 35 years, and we've got no plans on slowing down anytime soon. You've come to depend on Luke Choir for all your air conditioning, heating, and plumbing needs. This has been all possible thanks to our loyal customers like you. And as a special thanks, Luke Choir wants to make it easier than ever before to get yourself a brand new energy-efficient Carrier home comfort system. That's right. Now through May 31st, get up to $1,250 in exclusive Carrier factory rebates on qualifying Carrier systems. Beat the Alabama heat and treat yourself to the home comfort you deserve. Visit acbylequire.com today for this and other special offers. Luke Choir is here for you when you need us, and we never charge an overtime fee. Turn to the experts at Luke Choir for all your air conditioning, heating, and plumbing needs. That's acbylequire.com. Again, that's acbylequire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
At Guardian Credit Union, thinking local is a state of mind. It's about neighbors and community, about raising your family and making memories. Whether you're building, buying, or updating a house, we have the FHA, VA, ARM, and conventional loan options you need to purchase or renovate the home you love. Think home loans. Think Guardian.